All right, Michael.
Yes. Michael. Oh,
ooh.
Performer of the day.
Can you
dial up the hamburger?
Can you put a full 10 minutes on it? You keep shorting us.
It's the timer that does it. It's not me. I promise. Whatever. I promise. Does this look like a guy who'd lie? All right.
So this is our PDC show where we try and share behind-the-scenes tips about the PDC planning process.
Yep.
And one thing that I will admit is that every week we come into the show, I come in completely unprepared. And Mike
does
and pages of notes.
Usually, yeah.
This week, I did my own.
Whoa! Her own notes! Get out, people. This is rare. Very rare.
So, we have sold out the PDC, announced.
Yep.
Yay, we're very
That's
excited
good.
About that. But we also announced that there was still a way to get in because we were giving away a free pass.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to announce the winner. But before
Ooh.
We say that,
yes.
So please do join the PDC mailing list,
mm-hmm.
which is on the PDC website. You can sign up. You can always opt out at any time.
And why should I join the mailing list?
Because
that just sounds like a lure, Jennifer.
It is a lure.
Yeah.
Because what happens occasionally, people who have signed up for our conferences cancel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things come up. And
mm-hmm.
so when a cancellation comes in through the email list, we might let you know if like one or two spots have opened up.
Got it. So it's not a waiting list.
It's not a waiting list.
It's just our normal announcement email
list. It doesn't always happen, but sometimes it happens.
It's actually a good list to be on anyway, because anything that changes.
All the announcements.
Yep. One of the other things I know is, as people have watched the show know, we're trying to encourage local teams to do things around the event.
Yes.
And that's a great way to learn about those things. One of the things we'll probably talk about on a later show if it lands, because it's in the idea stage, is kind of this post-conference idea. So if you could stay an extra day or maybe two, go deep dive in some really hands-on labs, sitting with people on the product team to actually solve problems. And of course, Twitter's a place to follow and learn about that, but the email list is really the best place to learn about
Absolutely.
Those things. So.
And like you say, people can't get into the PDC this year because it is smaller, like we talked about,
yep.
being on the Microsoft campus.
Yep.
We are doing some activities with the field offices and more to come on that soon.
So what is, we're sold out, before we get to the winner talk, so what does sold out even mean? I mean, how do we determine what sold out is?
That's a good question. So in the building itself, we have a fire marshal limit, a capacity that we cannot exceed. There are things that we have to think about, which is egress, which is exiting, in case of a fire, in case
yep.
of an emergency.
Yep.
And there are certain rooms that can only hold a certain amount of people. And this year, the keynote room,
mm-hmm.
which is going to hold all of our attendees,
mm-hmm.
because we decided this year that there's not going to be any overflow.
Meaning?
You're going to be actually in the room with Steve Ballmer and Bob Muglia and the keynoters. You're not going to be in another room down the hall watching a stream.
And by the way, the front row of that room is what? Not even 10 feet from the stage.
It's an
this
intimate room.
This is a
room,
really intimate room.
Like we
yeah.
talked about.
Very cool.
But we made that conscious decision
mm-hmm.
that we didn't want to have overflow
yep.
because, you kind of lose the energy, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're coming all the way to campus to hear Steve talk, you want to kind of be in the same room as Steve.
Exactly.
So it's the limit that's placed on, really for safety reasons, by
yes.
the fire marshal for that room. And believe me, we've gone over there and tried to figure out where we can put
every chair.
We tried
to squeeze in one more seat,
yeah.
and literally, this is what it is.
So it's a hard limit. It's not
hard
something
limit.
We invented. It's actually a hard limit, and we've actually pushed. So
that's right.
Good. And, of course, you could watch last week's show to learn all about the online streaming and everything. So if you can't make it here in person, you can certainly watch online.
That's right.
Great.
So let's get to the winner.
Let's get to the winner.
So there were lots of submissions.
Yep.
I was really impressed with the cleverness and the fun that people had.
Yep.
Let's go through some of our favorites.
Go for it.
And actually, we asked the team to help us vote and pick
mm-hmm.
some of their favorites, so we'll
yep.
call some of those out.
Yep.
So one of the ones that I liked was from Hard to Say.
Mm-hmm.
These are the code names that people have, their avatar, Gravatar names up on Channel 9.
Yep.
He says he really needs a break from his wife and his three daughters.
Yeah, that's some brutal honesty.
I reward you for that. You're not going to win the pass, I'm sorry, but
yeah,
I like your honesty.
I like the honesty there, too. So let's see. My notes aren't nearly as good as yours this week, but here's one, holistic dev. Being at PDC in person gives a lot more opportunity for one-on-one interaction with product teams. Very true. Big, big advantage of coming. Something you just can't get online. And then the in-person conversations at Ask the Experts, which we haven't talked a lot about,
yep.
but we're going to do Ask the Experts, I think, a little different.
We are.
This time.
More to come on that soon.
More to come on that. We'll talk about that. And at the product booths are valuable parts of the conference. So holistic dev almost wrote probably what we'd write.
Yes.
It's kind of a bit of a marketing piece for showing up in person. But
that's
a good
all
one.
True.
It's all absolutely true.
Another guy, database guy actually is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote that he was upset that PDC was moved to Redmond from Los Angeles because
oh, yeah.
he says that the PDC has always been held in L.A. And I just felt the need to correct you. That's actually not true at all.
That's right. It might seem like it, but it's not necessarily
true. PDC has been held in Los Angeles the last three times.
Yeah.
But actually, in its 15-year history, it's been all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando,
mm-hmm.
Denver,
yep.
all over.
It's been all over the place. And this is our 15th, I think, if I'm remembering the count
yes.
properly. And Los Angeles, great place to be, lots of activities, big convention center. just time for a change,
yeah.
really, right?
Absolutely.
So, here's one that I like from Transcoder, a name I recognize, so maybe from the Hard Hat Challenges in the past. Waking up this morning, I realized there may be a better way to say why I want to be at PDC 10, a haiku.
Yes,
well,
I love
know
it.
You love haikus. So
I
maybe,
love haikus.
Maybe you want to
Actually,
read it.
He's on my list.
Well, you've got
Tomas.
A background in haiku. You want to read the haiku?
Okay, I will read it. What makes you think I have it on here? You
dramatically.
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Transcoder. You can tell who really loves
oh,
you.
Oh, Transcoder, you had two submissions, which I love because we never said there was a limit.
Haiku, here we go. In my most dramatic way. The Microsoft sound beckons me this cool morning. A grand day awaits. Wow.
I'm sorry, but I can't.
You gotta let it breathe.
I can't keep a serious face because I keep hearing the ticker ticking.
The ticker ticking, yeah. That one's
okay.
good one. I like that.
Exoteric. He
yes.
said. I'm not going to, again, you're not going to win, but this is like honorable mention.
Yeah.
He said, live audio translation, live Q&A, and live streaming HD. Damn, that's going to totally rock. You're right, it is. So stay yes. home and watch it online.
And that's last week's show. All the details
he
in last week's
me,
show.
He watched our show, and he gets points for watching our show and listening to us.
That's good. Here's kind of a personal one that I appreciated from Captain Jinx. Because, Mike, I want to complain bitterly to you in person for giving me those sleepless nights back in 2008 when you guys had the hard hat challenges, which... I love those hard hat challenges. They were hard, actually, to come up
with. A lot of time.
They were a lot of time
You're
to come up
with,
but they
night.
Were fun to do, and I appreciate the shout-out from Captain Jinx.
I like that one, too.
Yep, that's a good one.
Shout-out to our former coworker and colleague. We missed you, Adam Kenny.
Adam Kenny.
He said that he would wear the Channel 9 suit.
And he actually included a photo of him wearing
yeah.
the Channel 9 suit.
I mean, like, the
suit.
Big, like, what, 8-foot tall,
it
heavy, actually, hot.
And if I remember, it had a
he
fan.
He would do it.
It had a fan in it, didn't it? Like, you had to turn it on, and it had a fan in it. Larry might remember. But
you, Adam,
yeah, see, there was a fan
you've
in
been there,
thing.
Done that.
Nice and warm and hot and everything like that.
Brownie from Carmel, Indiana. I would like to say yes. He said, I've been, so therefore give it to another person and give it to a newbie who's never been to a PDC.
A newbie.
Brownie, good for you. I like that one.
That's a good one, too. Let's see. I also wanted to call a database guy quote. Just a couple things in there. I attended PDC for the first time in 2008, which I thought was really interesting. As somebody who's been around for a while, it's cool to think that people are just experiencing PDCs or big events as recently as that. Wants to be there, or actually this was, just being there made me want to learn more about programming in .NET and Silverlight. And it really is an inspirational thing. I remember my first PDC, you just come away really energized. Seeing all these other people who are kind of working on the same technologies as you are and all the great stuff they can do, it's really, really a buzz. So I like that one. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed the kind of the PS there. They talked about shooting in 3D. And if people remember, we actually did a 3D show.
We did
a show in 3D.
Might do another show in 3D.
Yeah. You got another one?
Yeah, so our good friend and coworker, Robert Hess, mm-hmm. who's on the team, he picked Phil Hudson. And Phil's story was after 17 years of coding, he's recently been laid off. But he's still all in with our strategy and platform, and his mm-hmm. dedication should be rewarded. That's what Robert said. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
We even had a kind of a little bit of a threat. Telling machine, if I don't get the free ticket, then I will install Fedora on my PDC 09 laptop. Ouch.
I saw that one.
Ouch.
Hey, I ignored it.
Hey, it's a laptop. You can do whatever you want with it, right?
So, let's see.
Good for you.
What about Amy? Amy on our team.
Yeah.
She's the person behind our Twitter account, our marketing and demand generation efforts. So she liked Edgy023 mm-hmm. because he's an enthusiastic developer that wants to be leading the wave of people building on Windows Phone and tablet.
Mm-hmm.
She also liked Chris, am I going to say it right? Chris Stepanuik from Calgary, Canada, because he articulated best the magic of PDC, meeting the people behind the technologies. That might have been one that you read.
Yeah, that's right.
Getting questions answered by the people that built the products and their own strategy.
Yep, how are we doing here?
Who cares?
Oh, we got a few minutes.
We've
got to make sure we get to the winner. So here's another one I like, Boxer Tech. Just a piece in there said, and Hanselman, Scott Hanselman, presumably, personally responded to my tweets twice.
Ooh.
Scott. So Scott's on campus.
I try
he'll
to get
probably
him not
be over
to
there.
Respond to my tweets.
Yeah. He'll probably be over there. So
oh, yeah, definitely.
That's part of the fun, right? Is getting all these people that you probably recognize from the Microsoft developer community, who you hear, you probably read their blogs, you see them tweet.
Right.
They're all here.
The Todd. He said that his company often sends him to the Apple DevCon, but PDC is way more intensive and open than the Apple Developers Conference.
Wow.
I like that as
nice.
Well.
So there's a lot of other good ones here, but honestly, I'm...
Okay, so here's the thing. We don't know each other's picks. Mike sent them to me.